Controlled Fall. An Oran High School Host Club fanfic. Written by Anenko. Read by Black Glass. Haruhi is still performing menial labors when Kyoya first writes to her father. It is a precautionary measure. An irate and protective father might cause a scene, and would doubtlessly be more bother than Kyoya cares to deal with. A rich man knows the value of money, and a wise man is aware of the power of knowledge. Kyoya is both rich and wise. Kyoya is charming and attentive, and Fujioka Ryoji provides a wealth of information about his daughter. Haruhi is a new variable in Kyoya's carefully managed life, and he needs best learn to manage her. Kyoya's intentions are not honorable. Nor are they what Ryoji believes them to be.
"You care very much for Haruhi,"
he says, the first time they speak on the phone. Kyoya's alarm does not taint his voice. "Sir," he says, "your daughter is most precious, but I am not." The man giggles, light and airy.
"Oh, I have a sense for these things,"
he says, and there is steel beneath his sweetness.
"I trust that you will treat her well."
Kyoya rubs at the bridge of his nose. "Of course." A week later, Kyoya receives a package in the mail. He waits until he is alone, before spreading the pictures out before him. Haruhi is young and pretty, and Kyoya spends some moments studying the way her hair falls across her shoulders. Tamaki would weep over these pictures, Kyoya knows. He carefully slides them back into their envelope, and tucks the envelope into his ledger book. Kyoya does not spend more time thinking about the pictures than he should. He does decide, however, that Haruhi's current hairstyle suits her best. Her eyes look wider, brighter, and the lines of her face are more clearly defined. "My beautiful daughter," Ryoji writes. "Yes," Kyoya writes back. Kyoya spends his days surrounded by beauty. He can, and does, put a price on it. If Haruhi is beautiful, it concerns Kyoya only insofar as how many guests gravitate towards her. Haruhi's fanbase grows week by week. Kyoya keeps meticulous notes. Haruhi's charm is natural. She genuinely likes speaking to the girls who seek her company. She is an asset to the host club. And yet... Tamaki wears his heart on his sleeve and continues to make a fool of himself. The twins flirt with Haruhi outrageously, trying to anger Tamaki, to fluster Haruhi, and Kyoya wonders if even they know whether or not they are serious. Haruhi remains blind to her effect on them all. "She is," Kyoya thinks, "very dangerous." At the end of every week, Kyoya and Haruhi spend some minutes alone together. They go through Kyoya's precisely maintained ledger book and review Haruhi's debt. She smiles when it goes down, and blows out a sharp breath when Kyoya penalizes her for the chaotic events birthed around her. Kyoya watches her reactions. He notes, too, that her lower lip is full. He thinks that too many people are blind to the obvious. Kyoya closes his book, more sharply than intended. They spend little time together, really. It is better that they don't. Fujioka Ryoji continues to email Kyoya regularly. He is bubbly and melodramatic, and loves Haruhi very much. "I am glad," he writes, "that Haruhi has such a kind friend to look after her." Kyoya and Haruhi are not friends. He doesn't want to be friends. Remember, Kyoya needs to be in control, and Haruhi is dangerous. End of story. Thanks for listening.